No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head, Pippa Coombe.
Yes, this is Board Games. We spoke to the General Manager of Democracy Services for Auckland Council about what that role actually is and about voter engagement. I started by asking them to unpack what their role was, what their title means, and what it means that they do.
It's a funny title, and people always joke with me saying, oh, well, it's good to know that local democracy is in good hands when I talk about my role. But actually, it's a really important role which exists in every council in New Zealand. And the premise of local government is really that governance happens as close to the people as possible. So it is all about decisions that involve communities and where the connection between the politicians and the communities are very strong. And so we want a council that is open, that is transparent, that is accessible. And we do that through making sure that the political decision-making processes that happen when the council makes decisions are open and transparent. So the key part of my role is to organize the political, well, of my team, really, is to organize the political meetings with the politicians, ensure that they receive good advice so they can make informed decisions, ensure that the public can participate and can have visibility over those discussions. So it includes other aspects like public official information. So the official information requests that the council receives are handled by my team. We also organize all the hearings that happen around the regions, around resource management applications or unity plan changes, or alcohol license applications. All of these are processes that happen in public. And then a key part of the role is also organizing the local elections and making sure that people have the opportunity to know what's happening so they can choose their local politicians who make decisions on their behalf.
Right. So in the massive structure of local government, so far we've looked at and talked to people in the local boards and different roles within the local board, as well as correspondence with the local board. How does your role and your team within Democracy Services fit into the structure?
The governance arrangements of Auckland Council are unique in New Zealand and unique to Auckland. And these were put in place in 2010 after the reforms that happened that created this, what we call the super city, and which was the amalgamation of 8 different councils into Auckland Council. And so you've got 2 complementary political decision-making arms in Auckland Council. One is the governing body, which is comprised of the mayor and 20 councillors. And the other arm is the 21 local boards who are charged with making decisions that affect local communities. So the governing body makes the region-wide strategic decisions for the region, and the local boards look after the local decisions. And together, those 21 local boards and the governing body, so that's all the 170 elected members that Auckland Council have, they are Auckland Council collectively. So the two arms are complementary. So I do work with the local boards as well, but my primary responsibility around political support is around the governing body. So I work very closely with the councillors, with the mayor, but all my colleagues in local board services and my team, you know, we all work collaboratively to support the 170 elected members. And for instance, I organize the elections, obviously, for the 170 roles. This is not a separate thing. So we are complementary and work very closely together.
You've mentioned the 170 different roles. All those 170 unique different roles, or are they 170 members within a lesser number of roles?
So you've got 170 elected members in total, and the roles are one mayor, 20 councillors, 21 local board chairs, 21 local board deputy chairs, and then the rest are local board members. So different board members have different numbers of, different boards have different numbers of members sitting on them. It's a population formula, but each board has a chair and a deputy chair, and then the rest are members.
And so those are the people that Auckland elect when local elections are held.
That's right. So when you receive your voting paper, you will have to make a choice for the mayor, your ward councillor. So you are part of a ward and you elect a ward councillor. Some wards have two councillors. So in some cases, you need to choose two. So that's, for instance, if you're in Albany or if you are in Manukau, or Albert Eden, those wards have two councillors. And then you will choose your local board members, and depending on where you are, they can be between five and nine members. So you will choose those people. And you, once the local board is elected, then on the first night at the first meeting of the local board, it's actually the members who elect their chair and deputy chair.
We've mentioned who there is to vote for, and this year, of course, is the year of the local elections. So everyone will be voting for those roles. However, I've made in that statement the assumption of saying everyone. In 2016, which was the last local election year, voter turnout was only at 38.5%, which doesn't seem particularly high to me. Does your team have any idea as to why voter turnout was so low in the last local elections?
So there's different factors why it is low. First of all, throughout New Zealand, local election turnout is always lower than the national elections. The second thing is there's a worldwide trend for voter participation decrease. So if you look at numbers in New Zealand, they are slowly going down as well. In Auckland, we have the challenge of engaging with a very rapidly growing city. Lots of different ethnicities, lots of different people. And so the knowledge of what local government does and why it's important to vote is not necessarily widespread. And we've done a lot of research asking people why they don't vote. And we have heard things like, I don't know the candidates, I don't know what the council does. It doesn't make any difference. So there's a lack of visibility and understanding about what the role entails and why you should vote. There's also a correlation between voting and socioeconomic factors. So we know that you're more likely to vote if you are wealthy, if you are older, if you are a man, and if you've lived in Auckland for more than 10 years, and also, which is correlated with socioeconomic factors, if you own a house, because suddenly when you pay rates, you're much more interested in what the council does with your money.
Obviously, this is a global trend as well. I've got a couple of questions on this, which you've expressed answers to in some respect. Why has this global trend started? I mean, right at the start of kind of democracy, supposedly, local government was the initial only form of government, and now it seems to be somewhat disregarded. And also, what do you think can be done about turning these numbers around? How can we actually engage people within the local elections?
I mean, why it's a global trend? I don't know, to be honest, why we're seeing it that way. I think there's a certain, globally people tend to be less engaged in politics. I don't know, I can't really give you an answer to that question. But what can we do about it? Certainly, research shows that to make people vote, you need to engage them early. So a young person who turns 18 and doesn't vote for the first time they are entitled to vote are more likely not to vote in future elections. And if they haven't voted between the age of 18 and 30, the likelihood that you're going to be able to convince them to vote and to engage in the democratic process is much, much lower. So one of the things we need to do is really try to encourage young people to vote and to exercise their democratic right as soon as they are legally entitled to do so. So that's a reason why we really want to be able to engage with young people, and we've got the youth voting program. But other things is that we really need to make those elections relevant to people and explain to them who, you know, why choosing the people who are going to make decisions for the council is relevant for them. What kind of services does the council provide, and who are the people who are going to make the decisions about, you know, what you get from your council? So it's creating that line of sight between the power of your vote to influence what the council does for you. And so it's understanding the council, it's understanding the services that it provides, understanding its political complexities. And I have to say, in the Auckland context, because our governance model is quite complicated, people don't always understand how it works. And then they say, oh, I don't know the people, I don't know the issues, I don't know how it works, I'm not going to vote. But actually, if you look at the size of Auckland councils and the billions of dollars of assets that we manage and the multiplicity of services that we provide, you know, in how much it touches your everyday life, then you realize that you should pay a little bit more attention. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you will do is turn your shower on. Well, that water is provided by Auckland Council, and the fact that it very conveniently disappears down a drain and is going to be treated at the other end, so all the wastewater, that's provided by Auckland Council. And then you're going to put the remnants of your breakfast in the bin, and your rubbish is going to be taken care of by Auckland Council. So, you know, there's so many different things that the council does that has an impact on your life. And actually, if you all realize that by voting you can have a say in how your neighborhood looks and in what services you get, if we can create that line of sight, then people will realize it's important to vote.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside-down snake. Board games on 95 BFM.